Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, 30th August 2023. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are discussing the disputed presidential election with the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC party, demanding new elections after dismissing last week's vote as a, quote, gigantic fraud. What does this mean to Zimbabweans in the diaspora who went back home to vote in their numbers? But before we delve into that, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere. Army officers in the Central African nation of Gabon said they seized the power today and have placed President Ali Bongo under house arrest. The officers announced the coup on national television just moments after the nation's election commission declared that Bongo had won a third term in Saturday's general elections. The officers said that the election results were invalidated, all state institutions dissolved, and all borders closed until further notice, adding that, quote, we have decided to defend the peace by putting an end to the current regime of court. European Union defense ministers are to discuss the situation in Gabon, and the EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said today, adding that a coup, if confirmed, would heap more instability on the region. Let's hear what he has to say.
Well, the news are confused. I got the news this morning early. If this is confirmed, it's another military coup, which increased instability in the whole region. I cannot say more because I don't have more information, but certainly is an issue that will be put on the table when we will discuss. Look, the whole area, starting with Central African Republic, then Mali, then Burkina Faso, now Niger, maybe Gabon, it's in a very difficult situation. And certainly the ministers, today defense ministers and tomorrow foreign affairs ministers, have to have a deep thought on what is going on there and how we can improve our policy with respect to these countries. This is a big issue for Europe.
If successful, the coup would represent the eighth in Western Central Africa since 2020. Coups in Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Chad, and Niger have undermined democratic progress in recent years. What could the market impact be from Gabon's coup? Deft Doyle explores the impact on sectors such as oil and mining.
Around 30 commercial ships dropped anchor off the coast of Gabon on Wednesday after military officers said they had seized power and closed the borders. It's a sign of how Western Central Africa's latest coup could have market repercussions. Gabon is oil-rich, though at 200,000 barrels of crude a day, it is the second smallest OPEC producer. Total Energies, which has 350 staff in the country, did not immediately respond to a question on whether its operations could be affected. The French oil giant said the safety of its employees and operations in the country was its main priority. Gabon accounted for 0.6% of the company's oil and gas output in 2022. Asala Energy, which is wholly owned by Carlyle Group, reported that its oil production has been unaffected. However, French miner Eramet said it had suspended its operations. The company is the world's largest producer of manganese ore, thanks to its Moanda mine in Gabon. Eramet's shares fell 18% on Wednesday morning. Also down, Gabon's dollar-denominated bonds. They lost as much as 14 cents before some recovery. The 2025 maturity fell the most, before recovering about 5 cents to trade down 9.571 cents on the dollar. That was still the biggest fall since the global health crisis market rout of March 2020. Charlie Robertson, head of macro strategy at FAM Partners, said the immediate risk to bondholders was sanctions. Sanctions on Mali didn't have much effect because Mali wasn't that interconnected with the global economy, he said. But if you sanction Gabon, does that complicate payments? I imagine it will. Gabon also completed a $436 million US debt for nature swap earlier this month, where it exchanged parts of the 2025 and 2031 euro bonds for a so-called blue bond, maturing in 2038. The blue bond, which is meant to generate savings for marine conservation, fell 2.052 cents on the dollar. It has political risk insurance from the U.S. Development Finance Corporation.
That was David Doyle from Reuters reporting from Gabon. And now back to our main topic of the day. The opposition CCC, that is disputing the general elections results, says it is launching a, quote, 30-day citizens' fresh election campaign, of quote, calling on every aggrieved citizen to play a part in this historic journey. This, a day after the party called for new elections in Zimbabwe, organized by the regional SADC bloc and the African Union, whose observer missions have discredited the polls, saying they did not meet some regional and international standards. The CCC says the election was rigged, but ZANU-PF says it was not rigged and it won free and fair. According to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, CCC leader Nelson Chamisa lost the presidential race to the incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ruling ZANU-PF party, getting 44% of the vote against Mnangagwa's 52.6%. While CCC is calling for fresh polls, opposition lead President Linda Masarira issued a statement proposing power-sharing arrangement to reduce the risk of continued political polarization and the possibility of civil conflict by guaranteeing all political parties and civil societies a role in the Zimbabwe government. Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora this year flocked back home to vote, with most youths also voting for the first time. Let's hear what you think should be the best way forward. But before we do that, let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are discussing the disputed general elections with the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change party demanding new elections after dismissing last week's vote as a gigantic fraud. What does this mean to Zimbabweans in the diaspora who went back home to vote in their numbers? And now we bring in our guests to discuss this issue, and we are joined by Mr. Tino Mambeu, a member of Citizens Coalition for Change party in South Africa, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, a member of ZANU-PF who is based in the United Kingdom, and lead youth party president, Mr. Jabulani Mafema, who is in Zimbabwe. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. And I understand, thank you so much. I understand the three of you are already online and we are ready to discuss this issue. Let me start by asking Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you participated in this past election. I think you were an agent for your president, representing CCC president Advocate Nelson Chamisa as an election monitor. May you tell us what role you played in this election that your party is now disputing?
Thank you very much, Yonga, and good evening to listeners in Africa, especially in Southern Africa. Tinomambe, as you have said, I'm a member of the CCC, the party led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. I went down to Zimbabwe, especially in my constituency of Runde Rural District, that is in Zishabane, precisely in Majiwa, where I participated as a roving agent for President Chamisa. My role was to go through different polling stations in my constituency to see how voting was continuing and to liaise with other agents that were on the ground in monitoring the election and collecting the V11s and finally submitting them to respective party authorities. Mm-hmm. So that was the mission of myself during the just-ended harmonized election.
Yes, I'll come back to you for follow-up questions. Let's hear from Dr. Mavaza what his party says about the call for fresh elections.
You see, the nature of democracy is that a party which believes that if it loses, then there's no democracy, that party is not democratic. It is said that we have got a party like CCC, which thinks that by losing elections, then they could have been a fraud. Again, furthermore to this, you should look at the point that Chamisa himself has not offered anything to Zimbabweans, no constitution, no policy. Nothing. He has told the country nothing about what he will do should he win the election. And then we have got a lot of Zimbabweans who left the diaspora to go and vote. I can assure you, Zimbabweans, those people voted for ZANU-PF. That's why he won. So I don't know why Chamisa thinks that he owns people. Why does he think that they did not vote him because they are his? They could have been putting on his regalia, but they voted ZANU-PF. The results are very clear. So calling for a rerun or for another election is entirely a mischievous way of trying to hold the country at ransom. And furthermore, I need us to understand one thing. Chamisa's campaign has always been saying ZANU-PF will not rig this year because he has got everything under control. So what happened to his control if he thinks they've rigged? Things can never be nice only if Chamisa has won. Democracy means when you lose, you must lose gracefully. When you win, you must win gracefully. Mm-hmm. We should, at this time, put our hands together, congratulate Mnangagwa, and proceed as Zimbabwe for the betterment of our people, of our country. We are spending more time fighting elections and not developing our country. And it's all this caused by CCC, which has caused sanctions to start with, which has caused suffering of the Zimbabweans to start with, which have dilapidated our towns, because all the mayors in every town in Zimbabwe are CCC. All the debt we see in towns is because of CCC. And all these things, we are trying to clean it, and they are trying to push us back to 15th century.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Before I go to Mr. Mafema, Jabulani Mafema, I want to throw a question to you, Dr. Mavaza. You said that Advocate Chamisa and this CCC party have nothing to offer. But we saw their manifesto, and your party, ZANU-PF, failed to produce a manifesto for this election. Why are you saying the CCC had nothing to offer, yet we saw what they have in their manifesto?
The ZANU-PF had produced manifestos for 2018, which has been in process up to today. And when we went to elections, ZANU-PF have got a constitution, and they've got a progress which it has done. It has been pointing people to what they have done instead of putting things down. If you look at CCC manifesto, it was a copycat of our 2018 manifesto. And therefore, there was nothing new in what they're saying. The only important thing in Chamisa's campaign was that Mnangagwa must go. That doesn't help us. If he goes, then what? They started by saying Mugabe must go. Mugabe went, then what? Now, this is the position. Mnangagwa is not there by force. He's there by the mandate of the people of Zimbabwe. This is called democracy. If you lose, accept. Why are you wasting time? Why are you wasting the court's money and time? Now, instead of getting ministers, getting inauguration, progressing into ruling the country and eradicating poverty, we are now busy fighting very spurious, unreasonable, flabbergasting nonsense from CCC. This is very angering and knee-shaking, to say the least.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mafema, your party did not contest in the presidential election, but is now proposing a power-sharing deal that will include all political parties. Explain how your party gets involved here.
Thank you. First and foremost, I have to say, Chamisa and his CCC party are just thinking of filing papers to the court right now. Like what he did in 2018, when he filed the papers, he goes to the court and he lost. And he's going to lose again this time. Okay, besides that, ED has garnered 52.6%, CCC has garnered 44% during this election, this past election. As lead party, we are in support of the victory which has been done by ZANU-PF itself. Why we say so? Because 52.6% is a very big margin compared to the 44%, whereby the CCC itself is just saying the election were rigged and the election were now void. On what ground are they saying so? Well, I can tell you, as my president leader, Linda Makara herself, has put up the press statement today on power sharing deal. This power sharing deal is all about putting all the political parties together on a dialogue, on a desk, on a round table to make sure Zimbabwe is going somewhere regardless of who you are, where you are from. This is what we call development, and this is what we call democracy. We are all about democracy, not all about just complaining to the international world. I can tell you another thing, whereby CCC itself is all about going to the court. Why? To garner donors for them to be able to file the papers. While least Zimbabweans, the poor Zimbabweans are very, very hungry. There's no food, there's no whatsoever. But to find out that CCC is all about bragging, and the elections were rigged, the elections are now invalid. For what? Well, that 52.6%, that's 44%, is too much, is a very big margin.
Thank you, Mr. Mafema. Let me bring in a caller, then I'll come back to you. We have a caller, our first caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Magadi?
Magasimba.
Jagasimba, do you know? Murikupi? Mwarare, tipe itizwe zvamunofunga nhasi nevateereri vakati wandei vanogona kuda kupinda muchirongwa. Tipe itizwe zvamuri kutaura. I think we lost our first caller. The phone just got cut. Let me go back to Mr. Mafema, Mr. Jabulani Mafema, who is the lead party youth president. Mr. Mafema?
Yes.
Yes. You said that you support President Mnangagwa's win, his victory, the 52.6% win. So why is your party now proposing a power-sharing deal if you know that there's a winner there?
Yeah, that's when I was going. You could see it is the same mirrors. I can't easily do this. To send out after a Nikkei, I'm not one. If you want to go to Zimbabwe, Isusu na president wedu leader Masarira, the strongest ever woman so far who is in Zimbabwe. So kuti isusu tudatigare pasi semapato anganezvikuita nematongero enyika. Yes, election yakatoya yakapfuura yakatoenda akatodaro. Izvezvi zvakuda kuti tichigara pasi kwete kuti tichipinza isusu vanhu mishi nemheremhere rekuti aiwa atiende kuma streets aiwa ende kuma court tinomirira nyaya yedu takabirwa takadikizo yangu yekuti hatichiri uya tichigara pasi semhuri imwe semazimbabwezi mamwe semaafricans mamwe tigadzire nyika nokuti nyika mamira ayo akaita izvezvi haana kumira zvakanaka saka takada kuramba tichingopikisana tichingotenderedzana nguva yekuti tinonge tichitogadzira zvimwe zvinhu hapana kwatinenge tichena ndozvekuti vanhu vapurezidendi vangu Linda Masarira vari kuti ngatichigarei pasi aiwa mhuri iri kutambura mhuri haina chekudya saka ngatichigarei pasi tichiona kuti Pollard payanga imborimwo mupawa hapana chimwe chayakaita chinobatika kune vana vezimbabwe saka ndoparikunzi naLinda Masarira.
Thank you, Mr. Mafemba. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti pengua kuna Mambeo. Let's bring in Mr. Tino Mambeo of CCC to respond to what Dr. Mavaza said and what Mr. Jacob Mafemba said.
Thank you very much. It's quite unfortunate that I may have to adopt a position of responding to Mr. Mafemba and the doctor, my colleague there.
Dr. Mavaza.
Dr. Magwaza.
Allow me first of all to Mavaza. Yes.
Allow me first of all, Mr. Jonga, to give my experience during the...
Vamambeu, sir, ndiku bate imurobo. Paita mtereri mga pinda mshurongwa. Rambaye Muripo will come back to you. Hello?
Bateda.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, Makadi. Hello. I think we are having problems with our connections. Hello.
Hello, are you, sir?
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Boyd.
Okay, go ahead and please make it short because we have callers lined up.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I think we are having a problem there with the connection. Okay, we'll try to call you back. Let me go back to Mr. Hello? Hello, let me go back to Mr. Mambeu. Vamambeu, Enderaimberi, go ahead, continue.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jonga. So I wanted to give a brief background of my personal experience, not conjecture or not emotional talk. I was on the ground in Zimbabwe, as I said. I was in Majiwa. Specifically, I was in Mutambi ward. In Mutambi ward, we had three polling stations. The first polling station that I visited is called Mapeja School Polling Station. Now, this is the polling station at which I voted. And this is the polling station at which my headman, my sabuku, voted. Now, in this particular polling station, I personally experienced victimization or intimidation of the voter. This is what happened. Over the time towards the election, I've been making trips going home, speaking to my folks, speaking to my father, speaking to my parents, conscientizing them about the need to vote for the CCC. It so happens that our headman, who is my bamin, by the way, a young man born 1978, who is quite educated, quite literate, was targeted by ZANU-PF by association with me, and he was told that they don't trust the way he was leading the people. He should be, he should be attending ZANU-PF meetings, and he should prove that by the day of voting, he's only going to vote for ZANU-PF. So I saw, as I was in the polling station doing my work, he came in, and right in front of me and the other agents, my own family declared that he was unable to read or write. He declared that he was unable to read or write. Now, the Bamin that I know is quite literate.
Mamambeu, da kukubata zvakare muromo. Paita mumwe mutereri. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, makadi, baba?
Chiripo, makadi, eni, baba?
Ndiri mupenyu, ndiani ari kutaura?
Ye, Mbete, ndikumbira kutaura nekukuruma chindevere.
Kuluma baba kuluma.
Mina ama elections zvabonile ayenzi. Kodwa uhlupho lusukela kwakhona.
Siyakuzombunzwa.
Kuluma.
Ye uhlupho ningalubeki kubani kodwa nibeka ku company yeveki. Uhlupho olube khona ngolufana lokuthi ama ballot papers haphuzi ukufika ebantwini. Mawu ukuthi wasukuvuka ukuvota the following day. Kunabantu ababengavotanga abasebenza emakhampani abanika. Abantu labo basebevuyile emsebenzini ibheki babengasoze beyilayini leveki. Kodwa bese kucela nje isikhathi abathethi. Sicela uzwele nje abantu beZimbabwe. Abadala isikhokhela bahlale phansi bakhulumisane. Uma kuvuma ukhetho kwenziwe kahle nokurila.
Thank you so much.
Abantu abaningi abavotanga because mina ngikhuluma kanje. Ngavota ama polling station angu-4 ngitinga izwi lami ngaze ngalithola ku-85. So yimihlupho esibhekane lalo. Sicela ukuthi bancedisane kube lesi sombululo because ikhuluma nje njengakathesi izinto elizweni lethu linzima.
Thank you.
Ukuthi kube le-way forward ukuthi kwenziwa njani. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you so much. That was our caller. We say the problem lies with Zach. The ballot papers were delivered late in some areas, resulting in voters voting the following day. And he's urging the stakeholders to sit down and discuss and agree on the way forward. Mr. Mambeu, Ndruzot Mama, kuda kupeza, 30 seconds, tende tipe mkana kuna Dr. Mavaza, nakutinguwa zedu za kumanya. Mambeu, pensel, mama mshukurukura.
If I finish in 30 seconds, I will not have just that.
Yeah, but we only have 2 minutes left now, so we are trying to give time to others to respond to what you are saying.
So all I'm saying is I saw my own uncle, declaring that he's unable to read or write. I went back home. I asked my mother how the voting had gone. My mother wept before me and said she had been forced to vote for ZANU-PF against her will. She was told that she had to declare that she's unable to read or write, then she voted. They voted for her, or they told her where to vote. I mean, they assisted her to vote. So the position that we have as citizens is that this election was flawed. It is null and void. If Mr. Mnangagwa wants to continue ruling the country, he's doing so through a coup. This is a ballot coup. We adopt the same position that is adopted by SADC. We don't exist out of SADC. It's the regional board in which we are. That the election was not done properly, it was flawed. And therefore, we seek and advocate at this point in time a fresh election to be supervised by SADC and AU so that we can at least...
Thank you, Mr. Mambeu. Let me go to Dr. Mavaza. Your response, Dr. Mavaza, make it short.
I just wanted Mr. Mambeu to realize that he is a polite liar because what he said has never happened. Number one. Number two, he could not have been at a polling station in his own village as a polling agent of CCC, where his own mother comes and be forced by ZANU-PF to vote while he was there. And he kept quiet to say today, what a lie. But still, I want to say in short, Jonga, and to all Zimbabweans, I think CCC don't waste time of the people of Zimbabwe by these frivolous quotations. Your leader, Chamisa, we can offer him to become a chaplain at the prisons. He can go there and preach there because he's a preacher, not a politician. He has been quiet until 3 months before the election. He has told the whole country that there will be no...
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. That brings us to the end of our show. And as we always remind our listeners and viewers, we are going to try and make sure that we'll have injury time or extra time in our shows so that we give everyone the opportunity to say out what they want to say. But we'd like to thank all our guests, of course, the listeners and viewers, not forgetting you. Our guests are Dr. Masimba Mavaza, ZANU-PF, based in the United Kingdom, Mr. Tino Mambeu of CCC, based in South Africa, and Mr. Jabulani Mafema, who is the lead youth president. Saying good night to you is Jonga Kandemiri. Let's meet again tomorrow.